Alaska's Marine Transportation Advisory Board is coming back to life. Governor Sarah Palin has appointed 11 people to the panel, which has been in limbo for several months. It had been dependent on executive orders from the governor. The board, which works with ferry system managers, is now written into law. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld caught up with several MTAB members on board the ferry Taku and has this report.
The new Marine Transportation Advisory Board was created under terms of legislation passed earlier this year. The bill was signed into law several months ago, but it took until this month to name all 11 of its members. The names are largely familiar. 8 of the appointees served previously on the board, created during the Murkowski administration and reconfigured under Palin. One returning member is Robert Venables, former Haynesboro manager, now energy coordinator for the Southeast Conference. He expects the panel to continue its focus on schedules, vessels, and spending.
We're kind of, really just getting started with this new group that was appointed at the beginning of Governor Palin's administration. And so, I think we've got some good chemistry and good perspectives that each one has brought. And to see that continue, I think it's just kind of a vote of confidence in the work that's been done to date.
Other returning members are Angoon's Maxine Thompson, Ketchikan's J.C. Conley and William Hopkins, Skagway's Mike Korsmo, Juneau's Kathy Romick, Cordova's Clay Coplin, and Unalaska's Shirley Markart. New members are Sitka's Jerry Hope and Anchorage's William Beck and Mark Eliason. Legislation required representation from a community not directly served by state ferries. Venables hopes South Central members help continue a statewide trend toward support for the Marine Highway, which carries tourists and members of the military to the rail belt.
I think there's been a growing awareness from the legislators in the other parts of the state that the Marine Highway system really does benefit more than just the coastal communities that it actually docks the vessel in. And so I've seen more support this past year for the Marine Highway system than I've seen in many years, and have been very grateful to see legislators across the state supporting the needs of the system.
The Marine Highway system has seen a recent growth in ridership after years of declines. Managers credit schedule changes and discount promotions, but the ferries have also had to deal with major cost increases. Thompson, former Angoon mayor, says the budget is one of two major advisory board priorities.
Right now, the priority is if we focus on our fuel consumption that our vessels are facing right now and how to creatively address that so that all of us understand, so that we know that when they come to us with a budget that is a realistic budget as much as they can address. And the other one is vessel replacement.
A number of ferries are decades old and will need major repairs or a replacement in the near future. The Marine Transportation Advisory Board is only what its title says, a body that gives advice and hasn't always been heard. Enabling legislation, authored by Wrangell Representative Peggy Wilson, originally gave the panel more power, including a voice in hiring the ferry's top manager. But compromises needed to get it through the legislature brought it back to an advisory role. Still, observers are optimistic. Southeast Conference Board President John Bowling of Craig says the appointees he knows can do what needs to be done. He sees the board's biggest job is working with ferry system staff to create the schedule.
They can provide some support to the governor in convincing the legislature to fund Marine Highway and help meet its expenses. But I think primarily MTAB is going to be focused on providing input on the scheduling of the Marine Highway system. And while the cost of operating the system will certainly play into that, I think it will be secondary to maintaining the schedule that the communities like.
The board will hold its first face-to-face meeting later this month in Juneau. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from onboard the ferry Taku, sailing from Ketchikan to Prince Rupert, British Columbia.